All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's get to the people. Thank you for the patience. We had a lot to sort out. Wanted to get Kenny involved, get the ticket texts. So I think maybe the question is it a success regardless of what takes place tonight? My answer is no. But I do think a lot of people will say yes. And I want to know your perspective on the game last night. That, look, had they clinched a spot in the playoffs, I would understand what I'm watching and hearing and reading versus, yay, we earn the right to beg for more help tonight and have to win another game. A little weird to me. So let's get to it. Mark, St. Clair Shores. Mark, thanks for the patience. What's going on?
I just wanted to remind you guys, you know, you guys are kind of hard on the Wings here, but you got to remember when Dylan Larkin got that cheap shot, got knocked out, we were at that game, and he was out for probably about 3 to 4 games that were probably winnable for us. So we actually would have had about another 6 more points, if not 8, and they would have clinched the playoffs. But you guys seem to forget that when he got that cheap shot and he went out.
No, I don't forget. I don't forget that. But he's not Connor McDavid. You don't get to just say that him being out grants you the ability to no-show against Phoenix twice.
Well, yeah, that game they kind of shit the bed. I get that.
Can't say that,
that
on the air. I'm sorry about that. All right, he was Mark. It's not personal. You can't use that language
right
on here. I love you, Mark. Because I talk just like you. I just can't do it on the radio. no, my Mark's point for the audience, right. we had
he
to
did
let
not
Mark
say
go.
Shipwreck.
Correct. Nice word that rhymes with blit. Mark, I think that's a cop-out to suggest that, okay, Dylan Larkin got hurt, therefore, let's just lose 7 in a row. No, that if you want to sell me that this team is good and sell me that the plan is in place, you remember when last summer everyone tried to sell us about the depth and all of how we're going to have pros on this team, we're raising the floor. You don't get to have that type of losing streak with largely, and Kenny will back me on this, low to no effort games.
Yeah, zero effort games, a couple of them. And if you get outscored by Arizona 8-1 in a combined 2 games, I'm sorry, but you're not one Larkin away from fixing that problem. That goes way deeper than just Dylan Larkin.
Correct. And again, I'm not being disrespectful to the captain. But let's not turn him into Gretzky in his prime here. Let's just take it easy. Let's go over to Josh, 97.1. Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. I got one stat and one question for you.
Sure.
So if Larkin and Raymond drag this team into the playoffs, it'll be the first time a Chris Illich-owned team has had a playoff berth or winning record since his dad died in 2017.
Wow.
So I think this is our new sports reality in Detroit. I think Chris Illich is going to keep selling us crazy puffs, trying to convince us it's a hot and ready. And
well,
so my question is,
and let's face it, the media will go right along with it.
Absolutely. And so my question is, and I'm not a salary cap expert, do you think Steve can get Chris to spend? Because when I look at the Tigers, which I'm a much more knowledgeable baseball fan,
sure.
When Mike died, the payroll was, I think, 4th or 5th, and it hasn't been higher than 18th since he died. And I just think that, like, I just think that's who we are, like, Illich wants us to be, as one of these teams that has to scratch and claw and go on a storybook run in the playoffs if we want to see another title here, as opposed to when his dad ran the teams, which
yeah,
was,
I think baseball,
you know, going to do what it takes to win.
Baseball, I don't think you'll ever see a top 10 payroll again. That's an easy answer for me. The hockey's different based on the cap. Now the Wings have copious cap space that they're going to have to mm-hmm. use. And obviously you're going to get more of the younger guys coming up in the pipeline. It's going to be a little bit of a logjam with some of these bad deals that have been signed. I mean, let's face it, you know, a guy like an Andrew Kopp, that's a bad contract. You know, the whole signing, that was a bad signing. Like, but the point is, Yes, Josh. I mean, Steve never takes this job if he can't get the green light to spend. Now, I think the limitations that are there, and certainly we'll defer to our Don Cherries in the audience, I think Steve himself doesn't want to make these long commitments. I think that has just been a systematic thing he has made a decision on.
Yeah, it's rough. And as for how I felt watching last night, I went to one game this year, and it was the first game in their, like, 7-game losing streak when they lost to the Islanders. And it's just, when DeBrincat scored, I was like, all right, cool. Like, they're not going to die alone, I guess. And then, you know, Raymond scores, and all I can think is, like, are we going to pay him? Because, like, I hope so. He looks really good.
No, you will, Josh. I don't view it that way. I think there's a very – there's a system in place. There's a way Steve wants to do this. I just – the Illich thing from a money standpoint is much more relevant in baseball than it is hockey. I don't want to put that on Chris – that if you want to complain they haven't gone out and done a blockbuster thing or locked up somebody on a Johnny Hockey type deal, not the player because he's been terrible in Columbus, I'm saying that's Eisman. That's not Chris.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But as far as what he was talking about, Lucas Raymond, it's what we said, Mike. You want to see a star player go out and be a star player. And last night he showed, you know what? If none of you guys want to do this, I'll do it.
And he's been money down the stretch.
I'll score the tying goal, and I'm going to score the winning goal.
He's got to take another step forward next year. He's got to be that guy that can be a 90-point guy, a 100-point guy. But and maybe, he's young. Yeah, he's got pedigree.
But maybe he's setting himself up to say, I'll be that guy.
Yes.
When it comes crunch time, feed me the puck, I'll get it in.
Agree. And again, would the playoffs help him? Yes, you want to see that. And obviously, this you're going to need the experience. My problem with it is I'm still left begging tonight for other people's help.
Well,
that's such a bummer.
Yeah. Can't get around that.
No,
Kenny, was that comment, was that hockey elite worthy?
Yeah, it's not bad, Rico.
I can speak today.
There you
All
go.
Right.
Let's go to Steve. I'm sorry, Steve. I apologize you walked into that. What's going on?
Oh, no. No, I've walked into far worse than that. No, guys, we won't talk about that. But anyways, a member of the hockey elite here who's a little rattled based on what I had to walk into. But first thing first, I think you're being a little unfair. I know the game, you know, the way it started out, the score didn't look great. But if you actually look at the underlying metrics of it, the Wings kicked their butt yesterday. They should have won, you know, 60-70% of those games played if they played them 100 times. So I know you guys know about puck luck, and you know, it's like if the Lions drove 99 yards down the field and then Goff threw an interception in the end zone, that's an indictment on Goff, not the whole team. So that is what it is. But I am celebrating. I think two things can be true. I think this season could be a disappointment in the sense that, you know, maybe they should have had the playoffs, but it can also be a resounding success. I think the underlying metrics, if we want to talk about those, are showing you that this rebuild is a success. And you saw the ascension of Lucas Raymond. You saw the team, again, is slowly ascending year by year, and they're showing that they're competitive. Last week, you guys caught me off when I talked about comparing the team to Ottawa and Buffalo. You're right. We're not those organizations. We're better. And we're showing that even though we haven't had the luck in the number one draft picks, and we've gotten screwed in the lottery, that our scouts are better than everyone else's when we're picking Siders, Raymonds, and Edvinsons. And those are the guys. Not David Perron, not Ben Chiarot. Those are the guys that are driving this rebuild.
No, and Steve, well, hold on. I remember your call last week. I didn't cut you off. We were about 4 minutes over time.
No, I
Let's
don't.
Be fair
you
now.
You guys had time.
And I don't cut off members of the hockey elite. I welcome you in. No, Steve, I think my issue is what you said as a part of this call. The playoffs should have been wrapped up. And they just the last 5 weeks, can you at least do me this kindness? Can you admit this has been emotionally taxing the last 5 weeks to do the ups and downs with this team?
Oh, man. I mean, my heart rate hasn't been like this since last time I went to the Techno Festival in Hart Plaza. I mean, it is crazy. So I will say this, though, guys. Like, they are learning to win. I know that they're one of the oldest teams in the NHL on paper, but they have a young core. Lucas Raymond, Edvinson, Sider, even Larkin and DeBrincat are part of that young core. Those are the guys that are learning to win. And you know what? Next year, you're sure as heck right. They better make the playoffs. They have to make the playoffs. But I am very satisfied with not only the way that the rebuild has gone so far with the NHL team's performance, but the rookies' the prospects' performances, whether that's in Grand Rapids or across Europe.
Steve, you've already got your Danielson jersey printed out. I know. You're ready to rock.
No. Sandin Pelka, baby. Sandin Pelka.
I'm gonna get you a Winter Classic commemorative Augustine jersey. All right, we'll prep for 2026. We're gonna be okay.
Hey, in Columbus, I want that. I'm gonna call you up in the fall, and we're gonna make this Columbus trip happen, right, Mike.
I'll make it happen. Steve, I can't forget you. You're one of the best hockey callers we have. Everybody, relax. I just can't. If you don't make the playoffs, I can't view it as a success. I'm sorry. 248-539. 9797. Kenny, what size Casper jersey you need?
That Pelica jersey is going to be sick.
Okay, I mean.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.